Weiter in Shas. We're in Bavabasad of Kuf Yud Ches. Bring it along. Kuf Yud Zayin Beis by the bottom of the page. Five thumbs up from the bottom. Simen. Lirav Tzalavchad V'Yosef Ichbal Menashe Yechashev. So we saw yesterday is a machlokas about, three machlokas, about how did they split up the land that was going, and when they were going to Eretz Yisrael. Was it that it was split up amongst those that left Mitzrayim, or amongst those that were going when they were going into Eretz Yisrael, or maybe both? So Amar Rav Papa Abaye, Bishlamon Domer Liyotzei Mitzrayim Mitzchak Olor, to make sense, going to one who says that it was split up amongst those that were leaving Mitzrayim. I know. Dichsev Lerav Taiba Nachloso V'Lamaat Tamit Nachloso. Right now, understand what it means. It says the pasuk Lerav, for the numerous one shall you increase its inheritance, and for the fewer you shall decrease the inheritance. Right? What's the mashmos? That if a family was considered a big one, then the Yerusha of each member was given bigger, and if it was less, then it was given less. Now, so if a family had, let's say, a lot of people that were in the family left Mitzrayim, but had few of them that actually entered Eretz Yisrael, then each one, that the one that survived, would get a big part, a big portion, because whatever was split up as they left. But if a family had few and they left Mitzrayim and had many went into Eretz Yisrael, they would get a smaller one. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Ches. El Lamanda Amr Labaya Aret. So to say, it's going to those who are going to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Myla Rav Tarbanachlaso. What does that mean when it says? To those that were Rav, they would give more. Each family got one for each one of its members who went to Eretz Yisrael. And so, therefore, no person would be given more according to relative to that of another. The Gemara Kasha, okay, that's Taka Kasha. V'amr lei Rav Papa Lab. It's a good question on that Shita. V'amr lei Rav Papa Labaye. Bishlamon Domer Yosef Mitzrayim. Makes sense. Going to one said it's going to those left in Mitzrayim. Hainu de Katzav Chad Benos Salavchad. Now we understand the reason of Benos Salavchad. They were coming. They were asking they should get a share. Right, because they want to get that which their father would have gotten, since the father was those who left Mitzrayim. Therefore, you should get. He should be getting something here. El Lamanda Amar Laboy Arts, it's going to those who are coming into the land. Amay Tzavchan, why would they go ahead and why were they requesting to get anything? Halesed Lisko, Tzlovcha wasn't there. He was already dead. He was dead already, you know, when he was in the Midbar, so they wouldn't get anything. Ela L'chazara Velito B'nichsei Chifer. That's such a strong question, that one, because maybe what it means is that when the father dies, the stuff goes back to the father Chefer, and then it gets redistributed to the other brothers that are alive. And now they're saying, no, they should get, you know, because they were alive when they went into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they wanted to get that part of their father that who would have gotten. Okay, let's keep going. Makes sense. That's why the children of Yosef, they came along and they requested that they should get more than they were originally given. They grew a lot more outside after they left Mitzrayim. Now, if anyone the counting is going from when they're going to Eretz Yisrael, they never would have asked for anything more because they would just have gotten that. Hainu dekatzavchan b'nei Yosef, Yosef dechsev, v'yidabu b'nei Yosef, and they came and they said, why are you giving me, you know, what, give me more. El lamanda, el labayar, it says, come in, my katzavche, what are they going, asking for? Kulu shakol, they are getting what they're getting right when they're going in. And for the Goran, no, mishum tfalim dehavu nefishaluhu. They had a lot of children that were below the age of 20 years old, therefore they weren't going to get it. It was really done at the time when they left Mitzrayim. But a lot of the kids were under 20 years old, and now he was saying later, let's get more, because those kids, you know, they were too young, and therefore they weren't actually getting. Says Rosh Bam, Bishon Tfalim Yisomim Shalayu B'nei Esrim B'knisasam La'aretz V'gam Lo Hayu Lehem Av HaNichnas La'aretz Shein Chilim Chelko K'shiyamos V'gam Lo Hayu Lehem Shum Mori She'etzim Shavitzim Mitzayim She'erishu Mimenu Al-Yedei Chazaros. A lot of them that, you know, didn't have fathers, they wouldn't have gained from them, wouldn't have gotten anything. Amar Abaye Shma Mina. We learn from this idea of Bino Salafchad and of the children of Yosef, Lo Avachad Delo Shakil. There was not one person who didn't take, who didn't get. Anyone coming to Israel had a plot of land. Either they got it, they got some sort of portion, some sort of chelik. Either they were given it or they had a Yerusha for it. If you would have thought there was someone who wasn't getting any, then he should have spoken up. We see Bnei Salavchad spoke up. We saw Bnei Yosef, the children of Yosef spoke up. In fact, no one else did. Must be the all God. V'chitem, if you want to say, well, maybe there are other people that also wanted. kasve kra, but only these were the ones actually written down. The tzavach v'lo hani lo kasve kra, but the ones that were asked but didn't get, right, they weren't written down. Right? There maybe were others who received nothing at all and who tried to get but didn't get. Habene Yosef, the tzavach v'lo hani, because we know that's not true because Yosef, they did ask for it, but they didn't end up getting, and yet the pasuk still tells us about them. Maybe the whole reason why it's mentioned over there is just to teach us a din, a concept about ayin hara. Hasam eitz tova kamash malan. The boy lele inish liz daru me ayin abisha. Person should be careful for ayin hara. For ayin of the karmel lulishua. This is what Yeshua said to Bnei Yosef. Dechsef vayomer aleim Yeshua el am rav. Im am rav ata ale lecha hayara. He said, if you're a lot of people, go to the forest. Amar lahu. So Yeshua said to Bnei Yosef, Lechu vehichavu atzchem yoram. Go hide yourself in the forests that you have, you know, in the part of your land. Shalot tishlot bechem ayin ra. So the ayin hara will not rule over you. Doesn't mean that other people didn't petition and didn't get whatever. It just means that they said this one particular because Yeshua is saying to Yosef, I'm not going to give you more, but understand that if you're really a lot of people, just some good advice. Hide yourself. Don't be out in the open that people are going to see you and you're going to have ayin hara on you. You'd rather be, you know, that people don't notice you more than you are noticed. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. They said back to him, Amule, I think many of you are probably thinking this as well. He said back to him, what are you talking about? Anam Izad Yosef, you come from Yosef. Dalo Shatta Be'in Abisha. Ayin Hara doesn't rule over us. It says, Rishbam, behind the Yosef, Yomer B'nei Yosef, Lo Yimtza Lanu Ahar, Klamer Ein Anu Choshishin La'oso Har, Hainu Ya'ar, I mean the forest, Kedichsev, Hasam Har Yelecha Ki Ya'arhu. We're not worried about that. Dichsev, as it says, Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Ale Ayin, a charming son is Yosef, a charming son to the eye. V'amar Rabbi Avo, Atake Ale Ayin, Ela Ole Ayin, that means the rising over the eye. There's no power of ayin har in them. Says Rashbam, Hain Olin al Ayin v'shotan alav ve'ina Ayin Olin alayim. Then I rule over. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehalchi. Learns it from here. V'yidgu larov bekerev haaretz. This is talking about children of Yosef, right? They should grow a lot like the fish within the land. Mad dagim shemiyam, just like they, mechasim, water rules over them, it covers over them, vein ayin, so let this be, the ayin doesn't rule over them. Avzar she Yosef, ayin, ha'ayin, so let this be, the ayin does not rule over them. Okay, now, we going back. We said, Meraglim, Yeshua, Kalev, Natalukhekam. Yeshua and Kalev took the portions of the Meraglim, they lost it to them. Minan Emili, what do we know? This from Amarillo, Dumbakar. The Pasuk says, Yeshua bin Nun, Vikalev bin Yufine, Chayu, Minan Hashim Hahim. This is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. That Yeshua and the son, and Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yefuna, they lived amongst those men who went out to go spy out the land. My chayu, what does that mean that they lived amongst them? Elim chayu, they lived, meaning they were alive and the other ones died. Vak siv krachrinim, even another pasuk, it says, Velo no sar mehem ish kiim Kalev ben Yefuna v'Yeshua ben Nun. The pasuk first, it says that they're the only ones that survived. Ela, my chayu, what does it mean? Shechayu bechelkam, that they lived in their portion. Where they were, they got their portion. And we said also, we mentioned earlier in Daf Kufyot Zayin Omabais that those that were complaining and those who were on the team of Korach and those of Korach, they didn't have any portion. Vatanya Berlin Abraisam, Miraglim, Mislonin, Vadas Korach, Yoshua Vakalev, until the Chalkam. It says at the Miraglim, Mislonin, Vadas Korach, that Yoshua and Kalev took their portion. The original idea is saying they didn't have any portion means it got thrown back into the pot and everyone got part of it. Now it's saying the Yeshua and Kalev got it. What's going on? And so the Gemara, lo kasha, mar makis mislonin meraglim. There's a machlokas. One goes and makes a comparison between those of mislonin and the meraglim. Mar lo makis mislonin meraglim. They don't make that hekesh. Those who make the hekesh go ahead and they say that they ended up getting it, the Yeshua and Kalev. They don't make the hekesh. They said it went to everyone. Okay, way. Okay. Titania, we learned in a braisa. This is talking about Benos Chalafchad. Avinu meets by Midbar. Our father died in the Midbar. Zet Slafchad. This is talking about Slafchad. For who lo hayel besoch Eida? And they said he was not amongst the Eida. Zeadus Miraglim. That means he wasn't part of the Miraglim. Says Rishbam Dechsebehu. Adbal say lo Eida haraah hazos. Asher himam alim alai is Ashar. When he says, until when are they going to go and start complaining? These Adas, they weren't part of it. Hanodim al Hashem, when they said that it was gathering against Hashem, Elim Islam, those are the ones who are complaining, but Adas Korach, that's talking about the ones who are complaining in the world of Korach. Now, Kimashmo, right? Like it sounds. So, according to that, they put all these things together. Mar makis masalim miraglim. He goes and makes a hekesh. Mar lo makis masalim miraglim doesn't do such a thing. They don't make the hekesh. So he says that it was given over. They were lost, and it wasn't given to Yeshua and Caliph, but rather it was given back to everybody, and everybody ended up getting a piece of it. Okay, until now we saw Rav Papa asked Abaye three questions. May I go to number four? From the Rav Papa, Abaye, Loman the Makas Shulam Raglam, the one who does make Hekesh and puts the two of them together and says Yeshua and Kalev, they got their things. Ichpul Yeshua and Kalev, Yarsu Lakula Eretz Yisrael. You want to see Yeshua and Kalev, they took over and over until they end up getting all of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because we know those that are complaining, these that are complaining against Hashem, at some point, Klaiso, we're always complaining against Hashem at some point. Now, the Rashbam points out, Lav Navka Kula El Aruba, Kedusiv, it says, Vayilonu Amma Moshe Lemer Ma Nishta, Dibishal Mandomer Lo Dlomakish, Harikol Shevet Vashevet Nachalu, Chilik Kroveim, Misolonim Shabishvatim, Ella Laman Damakish, Nigra Kol Nachal Shevet Shevet Tuva, Vanan Kaimelon, Umikrai, Ika Lamelev, Tafilu Chilik Echad Me Elef Lonatu. So, what the Rashbam is pointing out is that doesn't dafka mean dalva, but majority of it, because some people are complaining, what are we going to drink? So according to the one who said, lo makish, they'll make a hekesh, so it gets like swallowed back in, they get split up again, but the one who says, you make a hekesh, then it all ends up by Yeshua and Kalif. Amalei, mislon shabbat, karek aminim. Like we explained the other day, and we explained even when we said it, it means those who are complaining during the concept of Korach, not just any time there was complaining that went on. Number five, the Amalei Rav Papa Abaye Bishlam the Mandam there to Mitzrayim Nischalkol. It makes sense going to one to say that it was split up and they left the land. How do you say Vayiplu Chavle Menasha Asara that the 10 portions fell to the tribe of Menasha? Chavle Menasha means Vayiplu Chavle means they would portion out the land using ropes. That's what it means that the portions were giving over to them. They have 10 of them. Shita de Shita Bate Avos, six of them are the six Bate Avos from the father, the Arba Didu, and four of them going to Bino Slavchad, right? What are the four of Bino Slavchad? What exactly did they end up getting? Well, we know that we said that they ended up getting one from their father Slavchad. He left them Mitzrayim. Another was from his father, Chefer, right? So he gets from his father. A third one was, the Chefer was a Bechor, and the fourth one we're going to see. Ela Laman de Amar, Lema Wawan, so Shida Bate Avos, Ve'arba Didu. Ha, sorry. Ela Laman de Amar, the boy Aretz, split up according to those who went into the land. Tamanya Hudahavi. Then there's only eight portions that are for Menashe. Shita de Shita Bate Avos, Utre Ditu, six of the Bate Avos, and two of them to Benos Slavchad Ha Tmanya, that's only eight. Because if we're going according to the ones that are going into the land, then the Benos Slavchad shouldn't get anything because of the father, because he didn't survive to go into the land. The only thing he would get was the ones from Chefer. Right, so those two portions, because he was a Bechor, he gets them because of Bechor. V'litamech, according to you, what do you mean? Good question, but according to you, Laman da'amar le'otzim mitzayim nesalkal aretz, when it says that it split up amongst those that left the land, Tesavo is really only nine. Where do you get the tenth? What are you going to say? Chad achad da'aba havaluhu. B'nos Salafchad had one uncle who ended up dying and that they got a portion of it. Tachinami, here also we could explain the pasuk according to the one that the land was given when they went in by saying Treyachi Dabavalu. There's really two of them, right? Then they died and then it went to Bino Slavchad so it could all work. The Italian learned in Abraisa Noson Titin Lahem. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu to do what Bino Slavchad asked, it says, "You shall surely give them Zunachala Savim." That's the Nachla of their father. Besochachi Avim, which means amongst the brothers of the father. Zunachala Savim. That's the Nachla of. This is referencing the Nachla of their father's father. And when it says that you shall pass the inheritance to the father to them, that's a bechor. That they took even the portion of their father's brothers. The pasuk says, "Nason titain." You shall surely give them. According to one who says, saying that the Benot Slavchad had two uncles from their father that they inherited. That where do we learn that from? We learn from a possession of inheritance. Right, the fact that it says this lashon achuzas nachala is showing there's another type of nachala that was given to Benos Salachad. V'yamarle, another question. When the pasuk says that the legacy of Menashe was 10 chalakim, 10 portions, what is it talking about? Eat falim kachashiv, if it's going to count those of all the kids, tuvahavu, then obviously it's more than 10. Ibat the avos kachashiv, and you're counting the bat the avos, house of the father, shitahavu, then there were 6. So why is it says that the benos halafet are connect? Why does it count the individual parts of benos halafet along with the 6 of the Batei Avos? They come from the Batei Avos also, right? Because, you know, Bnei Salafchad are part of Chefer. So why is it that they're counted separately, that now we're going to add 4 to this 6 to make it its 10? Beep, turn the page. Yolam Kuf Yates. Yolam Batei Avos Kachachev. Really, they're just counting the Batei Avos. And it's coming to tell you the fact that it's counting the the 4 portions that the Bnei Salafchad get. It's coming to tell you that they got the firstborn to which their father would have gotten. Alma Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. You see that the Eretz Yisrael is considered Muchzak. It's like those who left Mitzrayim, it already belonged to them. Amar Mar V'abanim, the children of the spies and of the ones that complained, they didn't get it because of their fathers. Not b'schos avi aviem, b'schos avi aviem, they get it from their father's fathers and their mother's fathers. Okay, it sounds like they're not getting on their own. V'otanya b'schos atzman, but we say that they got from their own schos. Okasha, how come on Dharma Liotz Mitzrayim? The first price is saying that this mashba that the kids were not given on their own goes with the one who says that it was given to the left of Mitzrayim. And these kids were not part of those left of Mitzrayim. How come on Dharma Liotz? The second price which says that the kids receive by the land, by their own schus, that goes with the one who says when they entered into land and they were amongst those who went into the land. Viewby Sema, another answer is Hava Hala Bayars, both of them talking about those who went to Yisrael, that they give the land, they split up and they went to Yisrael. Velokasilna Kasha Hadava Ben Esrim. The second one which says that the children were given on their own means that there were 20 already, Hadalah Ben Esrim. And the first one which says that they were given but not on their own, ones that weren't 20 years old when they went into the land of Israel. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.